Well, thanks for joining us, Neil. And, possibly 11th in the table, top half of the table. Heady days indeed.
Yeah. Listen, I thought there was a spell in that game. The first 20 minutes after the second half, we were unplayable. You know, we were unplayable, and we scored at that point. We had to score because we knew that with Bamber Bridge, you're a well-organised side. They've thrown lads up top. They've thrown a few, you know, they've gone, I think, four up top at the end of the game, and we defended it so well. You know, it's another clean sheet. But that 20-minute spell, Curran, Baybos, Linney, into Tundy, into Buckley, it was incredible to watch. I was stood there, I was absolutely, honestly, I was drooling. But then, you know, when you don't take your further chances, you know, Tundy misses from a yard out there, you know they're going to have a chance, and you've got to credit the defensive unit. Got to credit Paddy Wharton, a couple of saves today. And listen, this wasn't a normal game for me. This is added spice. You know, they've raised the game. We probably doesn't mean as much to some of them lads in my dressing room because they don't know the affiliation between Bamber Bridge. But, you know, one person who did raise against tremendous was Michael Potts. I thought, again, he was outstanding. But listen, it's another 3 points. It's another clean sheet, and it's another win at Broadhurst Park. So, you know, I'll take that.
One thing really impressed was Curran and Babos, new personnel, but real understanding and obviously just quick flowing passing moves, time.
Outstanding footballers, you know, same wavelength with each other. And, you know, I said that when you're bringing players of, you know, National League, Championship players, other people get on the wavelength, and they are doing. You know, they are doing. I thought, you know, it takes time. Maybe in the first half when, you know, Big Joe goes through and could square it to Curran and he doesn't. That's just about being on the wavelength. But I'm not going to be overcritical. For me, I knew it was going to be a difficult game today for many reasons, and we've withstood it. We've come out of the test and we've won. So. Yeah. I mean,
they did have a lot of chances, so it was the defence was resolute, but at times, you know, they did find.
I think they had, when we say chances, I agree with you. First half, I thought they had two, and Paddy made some good saves in there. I thought second half, we limited them to maybe long range shots, and they were going over. But what, just that all that is when we drop a little bit deeper than we did second half, they get on the front foot, and I'm saying to the lads, just be brave to stay high. You know, yeah, we've got the blocks in. You know, another day when the lad goes round the keeper at the end, it goes in the back of the net. It's 4 yards offside, but don't ask me a question about the linesman because I don't want to get myself in trouble. But there you go. You know, you're right, but we had to, you know, we had to withstand a lot of pressure, and we did that.
Yeah. Well, Ben was asking me about the, you know, the man of the match, and my feelings were Curran. I thought he was excellent. I think he got the ball, he won the ball, he used the ball really well, and I cannot honestly and truthfully, in a 90-minute period, even think of a bad pass off him.
He glides past players. Oh. You know, he makes it effortless. Even when I brought him out into, you know, into the wide area, just to like nullify the threat down here, he's such a talent. You know, and listen, our job is to get him back fit, and you know, Stockport County want him to regain his match fitness and, you know, go back there. But we're going to enjoy having him, and hopefully, you know, we can have him for a long time to come. Yeah, and same with Baybos.
So, Dean, is Tom Dean anything?
Yeah, he's going to struggle. He's come up a mess. It's a mess. But saying that, we precautionarily left Doyle out today. Just felt a little bit. And I think when you've got three centre-halves that we have, you can afford to rest and rotate there. But then Aaron Morris goes in at centre-half and, you know, does outstanding. You know, gives us that extra pace. So we'll have to monitor Tom. We'll have Doyle back in for obviously Tuesday night. But yeah, it was just a nasty one, and he wanted to stay on, but he couldn't walk. And I thought, I need to make that jump, so because if they get in like last minute of the first half, that's a sucker punch.
So, and Tuesday night, top of the table, South Shields.
It'll be a different game, but we'll play a different style, a bit like Warrington. You know, it's hard when teams come here and they raise the game, and you know, maybe they're the underdogs today, and everyone expects FC to win for whatever reason. Everyone will, you know, South Shields will come here and people will look at the game and think maybe South Shields will go and win. But I know my lads can, if they can replicate that 20-minute second half spell, you know, and put that into 60, 70 minutes, then we're going to give South Shields a really good game. But it'll be an open, fluent, end-to-end game of football, I'm sure. But listen, we're on a high. We're on a high. One defeat in nine. What's that, four or five clean sheets?
Five clean sheets.
So, you know, we're on a high. You know, we're not going into it negative. So, you know, look forward to it.
And I'm looking at Jordan Buckley after his debut goal against Warrington. He's found a little bit of a tester here, hasn't he? You know, and he's going to have to find his level.
In terms of Jordan, you know, he plays in the biggest game of his career last Saturday against York on TV. He takes absolutely everything out of him. He then comes and makes his debut against FC and left his body on the line. He then trained Thursday and he was flat out, but I didn't want to go today's game without him. And listen, he'll be a really good player. He's different playing in the North West County than it is here.
He is.
You know, it's just the pace of the game. He'll quickly get to the pace of the game. He's going to be a real asset for us, I think. But it's about managing him. You know, we can't expect him to jump up two divisions and be outstanding every game like he was against Warrington. We might have to take him out, put him in, take him off in games. You know, But we'll keep talking, and that's the understanding that we'll have with the squad.
And the fans need to encourage him all the time, because that's important for the lad as well, you know, to boost him up.
He loved it today, you know, he loved it. He's never experienced anything like it. He's only a young lad, he's 22, 23, and I'm sure he's going to spend many more years down here and become a real fan's favourite. But, you know, we've got to work on him. That's what we do on the training ground now. We've got to help him, we've got to develop him. I didn't say I'd signed a finished article when we got him from two divisions below, but what I saw is a real talent that will be a threat at this level of football.
You've not been afraid to bring players in. Do you feel you've kind of got, you've amassed the kind of squad in depth that will take you along now?
I mean, I don't want to look at players that haven't made the squad today, because it's easy to, you know, to highlight three, four, and everyone knows who's missed out today. Unfortunately for them, it just wasn't happening at the top end of the pitch. And, you know, after the Stafford game, I said, listen, I've got to be ruthless now. But the back line's doing what they're doing. We've got to be better going that way. And, you know, I knew I had Buckley over the line. I knew I had Curran over the line. I knew I had Babers over the line. It was just a matter of time. And, you know, they're going to have to wait the chance. But what I want them to do is, while they're out the squad, if they've got the hunger and desire to stay and fight for the place, watch what these lads are doing and take. You know, if Babos and Curran go back, go on, Donoghue, go on, step in there and do what they're going to do.
Yep.
So that's my challenge to them, and they know that. But, you know, if one or two of them want to move on and play football, then, you know, that's the conversation that we'll have.
And my feelings are as well. I mean, I've heard Michael Potts take a little bit of unfair criticism. And I think over this game, the previous couple of games, he's coming to his own. Mm. And what a lot of people don't seem to realise is the injury that he had, you don't just switch a switch and right away your body just operates as it did. You need time to acclimatise and get used to it, and your confidence levels need building up as well.
I've given him criticism, and I don't mind saying that. I've given him in the dressing room, I've given it on the radio, but Potts is a leader, he's a born leader, he can take it, and he quite revels off it. I think sat Tuesday, I think today, he's back to his best.
Yeah.
You know, he looks slim.
Passing
he looks
great.
His passing was great. His first touch when he turns out of possession to go play the outlet, he was great. You know, and I've given him some, but I'll give him some again if he underperforms, because he's the person on the pitch that's got to wait 10 out of 10.
Well, he sets his own levels, doesn't he, at the end of the day, Neil?
And he's got to do that for me.
Yeah.
One last thing about Babos was the way he clearly isn't afraid to go back and defend. There was a couple of times in the first half where he took it off the laces of an attacking player.
I saw it on Tuesday night, 88th minute against Warrington. He's in front of our dugout, you know, left-hand side, and he's tracked all the way back, and he did it again today, and he's a little bit nasty. He's good in the air. I think he's got everything to go and play, you know, as high as he wants to do. And we just got to get on his wavelength. And it's difficult. When you come down from the check, he's training with Derby County's first team. He's playing Wales under 21. We're not at that standard, but, you know, we'll see him develop. We'll see other lads in around him develop as well. But, you know, I'm excited. I can't wait for Tuesday night. I can't wait for Stalybridge Bridge next Saturday. You know, there's a buzz around the place.
Well, two good tests there, isn't there?
Yeah,
you know what
absolutely.
I mean? Well, definitely.
Congratulations, Neil. First time I've seen working in the competitive
Thank
team.
You, yeah.
So that's stopped my being the
well done,
the jinx. But
Thank
thanks
you.
Very much.
Magic. Cheers, guys.
See you on Tuesday.